Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
What we learned in 2020 is that most Americans really don't understand our national election system. This has really been the space that nefarious actors have been effective in casting doubt in the validity of results.
Kim Wyman of the Bipartisan Policy Center says local election officials are in a unique position to help restore confidence in voting. Research shows people trust them, but with a third of those local offices staffed by one or fewer full-time employee, and many of those quitting after harsh partisan attacks, communication is likely to be a challenge. The FCC says robocalls using AI-generated voices are illegal. A faked voice mimicking President Joe Biden robocalled New Hampshire folks, encouraging them not to vote in the primary. State Attorney General John Formella says two Texas companies are facing criminal charges.
Law enforcement across the country is unified on a bipartisan basis and ready to work together to combat any attempt to undermine our elections.
Breaking the new FCC rule could mean fines up to $23,000 per robocall and lawsuits from people who got them. The White House aims to ease a split among Democrats over military support for Israel's war in Gaza. An executive order authorizes cutting off military aid if countries violate civilian protections. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren says there's no blank check, even for our closest allies.
This is a sea change in terms of how we approach U.S. military aid and its impact on civilians.
House Republicans will try again this week to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas after their initial efforts failed. Republicans accuse Mayorkas of failing to enforce federal immigration laws. He's dismissive and says they're dodging their responsibility.
We don't bear responsibility for a broken system, and we're doing a tremendous amount within that broken system. But fundamentally, Congress is the only one who can fix it.
Under directions from former President Donald Trump, Republicans in Congress killed a bipartisan border compromise they had spent months demanding. For his part, Trump has until the end of today to request the Supreme Court pause his federal felony election interference case. A panel of three circuit court judges last week denied Trump's argument that he is immune from criminal prosecution. Tomorrow is the New York special election to replace former Representative George Santos. While many are relieved he's quit Congress, his scandals are still on voters' minds. Voter Kimberly Kaiserman points to mixed messages from Republican candidate Mazie Pillip.
You know, we look at this and we think that this is kind of eerily similar situation to George Santos, who we also didn't know.
Pillip is a registered Democrat running as a Republican and has been plagued by inconsistencies in her campaign finance reports. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.